Welcome to Flashback Episode 3. I mean, that's what we're calling it right now. My mind can change. It happens. This time, we are watching an episode of Space Ghost. Not Coast to Coast, for most people familiar with his work. But before he was a talk show host, Space Ghost was actually a superhero back in the 1960s. This episode actually premiered October 1st, 1966. It is Episode 7, and it is called The Evil Collector. And joining me this time is Joshua and Troy. Say hello.
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 Okay, and now we shall watch this episode and catch you on the other side.
Interesting.
Probably the best word to go with here. It's a very different type of show. Let's talk about it. Space Ghost, you know, he gets to travel around in space if the name doesn't give it away. And his nemesis here, the Evil Collector, and even though that's the name of the title, he has no other name.
And he probably should be collecting evil.
Yeah.
What type of career choices do you have when you're named the Evil Collector? I mean, it's like if your mother names you Little Doom or something. Yeah. You don't really have many options. Like, who wants to go visit, like, their Dr. Doom or Mr. Doom? Oh, I have an appointment in the Doom's office today. It just doesn't sound positive, no matter how you crack it.
Yeah, hey,
I know a guy named Johnny the Eviscerator, and he's a missionary.
So yeah, you know, there's just names. Like, I've always found it funny. I actually, one time when I was working as a temp, I actually worked with a foot doctor whose name was, and I kid you not, Dr. Bone.
Wow.
Great name.
Yeah, I mean, what other option do you have when your last name is Bone?
Yeah.
Than to be a doctor.
Dang it, Jim.
Doctor. So that always works out. I mean, it's like a teacher being named Miss Chalk or Mr. Chalk.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Or book. Or...
But yeah.
This is academia. I have a question.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was an interesting episode.
Yeah.
The evil character has a mirage ray because apparently he sits around all day waiting for ships to drive by.
Yeah.
And apparently if he's not sitting at the computer to change it, they would probably be screwed up.
And it's a lever, not a button.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's a lever. Even though I think that lever does everything on his base because that was also the lever he used for the shrink ray.
Yeah. Limited animation.
What can you do? They had the budget.
And Space Ghost just so happens to fly by the Evil Collector's, like, lair or whatever in the middle of nowhere. Like,
well, apparently you don't know how it is to space travel. You just kind of, you know, you pick a direction and you just drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And you drive.
This looks like a good place, yeah.
It's beautiful and suspicious.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. The voice acting in this show was
incredible.
Special.
I hate Space Ghost's voice, man. That's the worst.
It's very Shatner-esque.
Yes, and I think that might have been the influence because when was the original Star Trek? That was 62.
Yeah.
So
I don't know when.
I see. I don't want to say a number. And then I get a bunch of hate mail from Trekkies. So let me just confirm it with Wikipedia.
It's all good. We know George Takei played, you know, Bones or whatever.
yeah, he played Bones. It says 66.
So it was actually the same year.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this... That's interesting. Maybe that was the stereotype about space captains at the time, that they spoke very broken speech.
Yeah.
Huh, I would jump to him in the 60s and hear this stereotype.
Just like the throw in there that William Shatner's Canadian, though. So.
Always with the Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, William Shatner is awesome. I don't know if I'd claim him as my own. He's not the world's greatest actor.
No, he's not, but he's wicked.
Lies?
And he's legendary.
Yeah.
The real star of the show, Leonard Nimoy, is actually American, so...
No. Bones is the real star of the show.
Rocket Man.
I'm assuming he was American, too. Dr. McCoy?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Leonard McCoy. Yeah, he's American. That's okay. He's American. Anyways.
Anyways, back to Space
Ghost. Yeah, back to Space Ghost.
I mean, it was your standard, you know, villain catches good guy, villain decides not to kill good guy, he decides to shrink good guy in his sidekicks.
But they had like a spider monkey cat thing.
Monkey cat, yes. And the evil collector spider monkey cat in turn turned on him and tried to eat him.
Oh, no, he didn't turn on him. He was attacked by... We forgot to mention that Space Ghost has a monkey.
Blip.
And this is true.
And Space Ghost monkeys chase the spider monkey cat thingy. And if you are wondering, yes, this is the foundation for Pokemon. So, you know, monkey beats spider monkey cat combo. I assume it's a normal type. The monkey's apparently a fighter since he bites, or a dark type, so, you know.
Well, if it's a monkey, you probably could rip his face off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if it's Mighty Mouse, because then ripping off his face would just reveal that he actually has something on underneath his face.
Yes, that he actually has pink skin underneath his brown fur.
So, yeah, I mean, just to kind of all tie it in together. As a whole, it was an interesting... episode
yeah.
of Space Ghost.
I gotta say, though, man, I like Space Ghost's his design, like the way he looks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually a pretty nice superhero costume.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that he doesn't use extraordinary colors. It's basically white. It's
white
basically
and black.
White.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some red on his cape.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's white and black, and it's not like, you know, I have superheroes, but some of their costumes are extremely gaudy.
Yeah.
And I also got to say that this Space Ghost episode had more animation in it than Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I think that was always the charm of Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I mean, you know, you can only do so much with the same four animations. Just saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did like Space Ghost Coast to Coast as well.
You did it. Yeah, that was a fun show.
Never watched it.
No, it was a good show. It was funny, especially when he did serious interviews.
He had another show, too, called Cartoon Planet. And on that one, Brack was around, and they did songs and stuff. It was funny. Brack and Moltar were in that one, but Zorak was on Coast to Coast.
And Zorak was the best part.
Yes.
But yes, I mean... I wouldn't go out of my way to track down Space Ghost, but, you know, if you have 10 minutes to burn, it's not a bad show, and
yeah.
That 7 minutes is, it's currently the longest show we've done so far, so, there you go.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on Space Ghost, Episode 7, The Evil Collector?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Space Ghost is really super retro. I mean, if you're into today's stuff, you're not gonna dig Space Ghost very much.
Yeah. It's like typical 1960s superhero stuff.
Yeah, very Silver Age-ish.
Yeah.
Which works.
It works for what it is, but I mean, you know, most people aren't gonna really dig it too much, I think.
No.
No, I don't think many people will go back and watch cartoons from the 60s.
No.
I mean, I would say that's a great feature of YouTube. You can never forget your past, because it's always kind of there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Was Looney Tunes in the 60s?
I think Looney Tunes is much older than that.
Yeah, I believe it was. Look it up.
40s, maybe? Yeah.
That sounds more reasonable. I was going to... 1930s?
Yeah, it must be. Because they did a lot of Hitler stuff and was like... kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
They have different periods, but yeah, it's like the general 1930s.
1930s.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
So they've been around a long time.
And they're still resonant today, in my opinion.
Some of them. I mean, I sometimes hate when companies forget that, you know, like, you don't always have to modernize stuff to make it better. Like, we had not Extreme Looney Tunes. What was it?
Yeah,
Looney
I know
Extreme?
What you're talking about. Yeah, that one that came out in, like, 2008 or something. It was, like, Extreme Looney Tunes or something. I forget now.
Yeah, Looney Tunes Extreme, I think, where they had an edge and stuff like that. And
were all, like, based color.
Anime-esque. Yeah, they were, like, all anime-ish.
They were, like...
And they were badasses.
Yeah.
Well, I've never even heard about this.
Oh, no, it was called Lunatics Unleashed.
There we go.
Lunatics Unleashed.
Lunatics Unleashed.
Okay.
It's terrible. And it came out in 2005 to 2009.
Ace Bunny, Exy Bunny,
what
Danger Duck, Sam Tasmanian.
It's not the same characters. They're supposed to be, like, descendants of the regular Looney Tunes or something.
And sometimes that works because I'm a huge fan of Tiny Toons.
I remember watching one
that
the Roadrunner character and the Extreme one, whatever, was voiced by Rob Paulsen. And he's in everything, but like I just thought it was weird that they had the Roadrunner talking.
It looks like a cartoony Tron emo band.
Yes, it does.
I think that's the best way to describe it. So, yeah. Maybe next time we will watch an episode of Unitics.
Yeah. That's...
I will probably be barfing throughout most of it.
But, yes, that for episode 3 of Flashback, this has been Joshua, Troy, and myself. Thank you.